Travel and Lifestyles programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in the studio with Stephen Pickford. Yes. We got a special guest online, Steve.
Yes, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Travel World Radio Show. And joining us now on the line all the way from beautiful Finland, a country that I visited many years ago and would love to go back to, is Jussi Huhtari, one of the co-founders of Tripsay.com. Welcome to Travel World, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure for us as well. Now, tell us a little bit more about your website, Tripsay.com. It was founded last year, 2008, and really serves a need for people looking for travel information.
That's right. We founded Tripsay.com to, you know, provide people with travel tips and travel recommendations from all around the world. And the main thing that sets us apart from the others is that once you become a member of Tripsay, we are able to profile you based on where you've been to, what kind of groups you belong to, what kind of interests you have, and personalize and profile our tips and travel content for you only. So each of our members will have a different view on the entire travel universe.
Well, it's a good way to share opinions and discuss things with people who have actually been there, and you can get those different points of view, because 10 people can go to a museum and each one will have a different perspective on it.
Exactly, exactly. And that's one of the main reasons that we founded the site, because there is so much information in the web, but we wanted to find the relevant bits of information. So you can imagine that maybe a college guy wants to see a different kind of tip than a married couple from Florida, for example.
Yeah, people will go to a destination and somebody will be looking for adventure travel or history or dining or looking at a budget hotel or a luxury hotel. And this way you can zero in on whatever your preference will be.
Oh, yes. That's the way we want it to be. And so far we have had a very, very many quite active groups that bring people together to discuss about, for example, hiking or golf or the best places to go for snowboarding and so on.
Now, what gave you the idea to create this website?
Well, all of us founders were quite enthusiastic travelers by ourselves, and we were not too happy with the way we had to go ahead of finding travel information in the web. So we decided that, well, there must be a better way, and started building it.
Now, for example, what are some of your favorite destinations? You know, like if you were coming to, looking at the site as a traveler, somebody who is looking for the information, what personally are your interests?
Well, I'm a kind of an outdoorsy person. I like to do some hikes and I like to admire the nature's wonders. So, yeah, for me, I think my favorite places would be places like, you know, the Great Barrier Reef in Australia or the Alps in Switzerland and Austria or the Finnish Lapland even.
Oh, yeah, a lot of beautiful areas out there. Now, for example, one of the links that we were given to sort of test out the site, there's a good review talking about Vancouver, British Columbia in preparation for the Winter Olympics.
Oh, yeah, that was one of my favorite trips. I went to Vancouver and Whistler area this February to see the sites and to see what it's like to, you know, snowboard in one of the world's most famous snowboarding slopes in Whistler.
And so you'd go there at a heartbeat. That's a place that you would really go back to. But, of course, people are going to one of these destinations. They have questions to ask. So do they post it like in a forum type atmosphere, or is this live chat? How do they go about sharing the information?
It's very personal, actually. We give you a chance to store your travel photos, and then you can tell us about the route that you traveled and about what kind of experiences you had there. And for example, when I was to Whistler, and Vancouver. I wrote about, for example, in Vancouver, I wrote about the great parks that are nearby, the downtown area. And once I wrote the tip on our site, I already got a reply from a fellow member telling me a few more interesting details about this park. And then I instantly got more out of my travel.
There's that interaction back and forth between somebody who posts and somebody who has been there and can share that information.
Yeah, and I think that is the most important feature of our site.
Now, for example, coming up to different destinations, which one do people pick, like a destination that they have not been to and then post, or do they sort through the listings and see that there's already been something said about them?
Well, that's actually hard to say. It's some people like to go to new destinations and write about them only, and some people like to, you know, reflect back on their travels on the various places that they've been to and tell us stories from there.
So the combination of past travels and planning for future travels, so a good mix of the two.
Yeah, I think, well, that works for me at least, and I think it's one of the most used use cases.
Well, it's one of those fun elements of travel. It's sharing your experiences with others and also learning from other people and putting the two together, because often somebody will go to a place and they say, I wish I knew that before I got there, and they only find that out as they're sitting in the airport to come home.
Yeah, that sounds so familiar. For example, I think it was in September last year when I went to Grand Canyon, and I had a very great time there. It's a beautiful place, and but the one bit that I was missing was that which hiking route would be the best for me to go down to the Colorado River at the bottom. And it was in March this year when someone of TripSay members posted exactly the tip that I was looking for. So, I just hope that we would have had the member joining TripSay earlier, so that I would have known about this. Now I have to go to Grand Canyon again.
And so, to help me with my own research into Grand Canyon, which trip is the one that you recommend now?
Of the hikes, I recommend going to the North Rim, because it's much less, you know, populated. There is not too many people around. And then I think it was from the Bright Angel Point, where there goes a path that you are able to go all the way down during one day. So actually it depends on how much time you would have there.
Right. So now, do you go there by helicopter, bus, or do you drive yourself there?
Well, I think most people drive.
There's many different possible ones. I was looking at one that takes a helicopter ride, brings you down to the
really?
Bottom. And
well,
then,
that sounds actually quite nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is why I figure maybe I should join TripSay, too, and post my own experiences after I have them.
Well, that would be, yeah. At least I personally would be very interested on that one.
See? There's a purpose and a reason for a site like TripSay.com.
We can learn, learning from each other, and that's really the fun of TripSay.com, is learning from the experiences of others and getting that sort of input. Sometimes people live in a particular destination, and they can tell you what's going on locally, and you get that local insider's perspective, and you share that way back and forth, and that's the fun of it.
Yeah, that's the fun of it, and actually it makes the travel much, much more interesting, because there is so much more. You know, the angles that you can look at the place from.
Well, that's what I always enjoy. If I go to a destination, let's say I'm meeting somebody locally, the hotel sales director, the person from the convention bureau, and I always ask them, what would you introduce me to in your hometown? If I wasn't a member of the travel media, I'm just showing up there, I'm one of your friends, what would you say I have to see, or what I have to participate in, or where do I have to eat? It's not necessarily, you know, I'm sure there are better places to eat in Helsinki than Carol's Hamburgers.
Yeah, there are, actually, and that is exactly the right question to ask when you are arriving to a new destination, because, well, of course, the locals know much more about it than you would ever learn from, let's say, a guidebook or something like that.
And a personal guided tour of the home of Linus Torvalds.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Exactly. You can tell that I'm a computer geek. So.
Yeah, I can tell that.
Well, yeah, it's been a very interesting thing. It's tripsay.com, and we are glad to have you on board Travel World Radio Show, showing your site to everybody.
And I can certainly recommend the website, tripsay.com it is. Yusi Huatari is co-founder of the site, and he joined us today on Travel World to let us in on this great travel planning site to share your experiences of your trips, ask questions of people who have traveled there, and get the local perspective from people around the world. Tripsay.com. Thank you for joining us on Travel World today.
Thank you, guys. It was great having to be here.
Thanks for joining us once again on the Travel World Radio Show. Coming up following the break, we've got another great destination in mind, Steve, and have everyone join us.
Yeah, Indianapolis coming up.
On the Travel World Radio Show. Stay listening, everybody.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by Satellite.